Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
For ad-free episodes and bonus content for all Dayton Writers Movement shows, including Uncanny Valley, visit patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast.
Uncanny Valley contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care. For a full list of triggers, please visit DaytonWritersMovement.com/triggers. Dayton Writers Movement presents Uncanny Valley, starring Luna Madison, Emily Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Ben Essex. One Room. Written by Chris Burnside. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton.
Do you want to talk about it?
Really don't.
I get it. Now do you want to talk about it?
Leave me alone, Izzy.
If you really wanted me to leave you alone, you'd lock me in. That's not an invitation, though. Let me stay out. You shouldn't be alone.
I am alone.
Ouch.
Don't make this about you.
Audrey, my love. I will be 17 forever. I will always make everything about me.
You can't help this.
No, but I can help you help this. And look at your progress. You can speak again. No more wailing and ugly crying.
Because because I can't anymore. Every muscle hurts. In my chest, in my stomach.
Well, duh. You know how much diaphragm action it takes to reach those volumes? I'm surprised Mrs. Smith next door didn't call the cops.
Nobody gives a shit about me anymore.
Again, with the ouch.
You're different, Izzy. I know you're always here and that you care. But it's different. Lucas was the last living person I had.
I know.
And now he's gone too.
Which isn't your fault.
I didn't say it was.
Well, in case you're blaming yourself for not going along on his Alaska quest.
I'm not. Like, I could have done anything to save him, even if I was there. I would have just died too. What good would I be in a survival situation or doing anything that matters at all?
Hey now, you can do a lot.
What can I do? Talk to dead people and look insane to everyone else? Make an impractically large and heavy sculpture that no one can afford?
About that, what if you try miniaturizing? Teeny baby sculptures, just like three gears and some googly eyes.
You're an idiot.
You could sell them on Etsy! The gears don't even have to turn or anything. Okay. I'll stop trying to make you smile. That can be tomorrow's goal.
No.
Today's goal is to eat something.
No.
You haven't eaten for days, Audrey. That's not good for you.
I don't care.
That's okay. I can care for you. Just call me Funshine.
Don't you want something to eat?
Stop.
Okay, fine. No eating right now. That can be tomorrow. Before or after the smiling.
Izzy.
Right. Before the smiling. But you need to re-enter the world, Audrey.
I'm still in the world. Nobody else is. But I am.
No. This does not count as being in the world. You need to go out and get coffee. You need to ignore creepy guys by listening to pretend earbuds. At least leave the room, Audrey. You can't stay in one room for the rest of your life.
How did you sleep?
Like my hands and feet were zip-tied.
You were the one who tried to push me into the snow and run away. How else was I going to get you to listen to me?
Clearly, by holding me hostage. The only way people communicate.
You ran away from me! Hello?
I didn't really want to talk. I still don't.
That's okay, Audrey. I get it. You're a loner, an introvert. It would take a lot for a guy to get through your shell. But that's okay. I'm a patient man. When you finally decide to give me a chance, you'll see that. Trust me.
I'd trust you more if I weren't tied up.
Can you honestly tell me that you'd listen and not just run away again?
I promise. I'll listen to you. Really. Just take these off.
I wish I could believe you. I just don't think you understand me yet. I'm sorry other men have hurt you before, Audrey, but I'm not them. You'll see that, and then you'll trust me.
Well, you don't trust me either.
I do trust you, Audrey.
You trust me up.
I trust... trust and trust. That's hilarious. You're always so funny. You wouldn't think an engineer would be so good with words, but my Audrey's special.
I'm not yours.
Like I said, I know you'll get it once you see that I'm not like those other guys.
What other guys? No one else has ever kidnapped me.
Oh, come on. You're not kidnapped. We're in your house.
Yeah. We are. And you clearly just want to talk because you didn't hurt me. You wouldn't hurt me, right?
Hurt you? Why would I hurt you? I'm not that kind of man.
I know you're not. So untie me so we can talk.
I don't think so.
How am I supposed to talk to you when I'm tied up and scared?
Why would you be scared?
Because I'm tied up. And you don't want me to be scared, do you?
God damn it. You do realize what my job is, right? You know that I pick out liars professionally. Your expression just turns on a dime and you think I'm just gonna be all swoony. I'm not some stupid, manipulative girl. You, on the other hand.
I'm not—
Shut the fuck up. Do you think I'm stupid, huh? Do you think I'm an idiot? Hello? Do you think I'm stupid, Audrey?
No, sorry.
You thought, what did you think, That it was a rhetorical question? That I just ask questions and don't want answers? Men don't play mind games, Audrey. When we ask a question, we expect a goddamn answer! Got it?
Yes, I get it, I'm sorry.
Jesus. Shit, I'm sorry, Audrey. I just don't like games, you know? Can't we just be real with each other?
Of course. I shouldn't have ignored your question.
You shouldn't have tried to lie to me.
No, I'm really, really sorry.
I'm really sorry, Cody.
What?
Call me by my name. Don't make me feel like some stranger.
I'm really sorry, Cody.
See? We're communicating already. This is awesome. By the time the storm blows over, we'll be ready to go back home.
Yeah, that sounds great. Back home. Is the storm bad?
Oh, yeah. I've never seen anything like it. There's easily a foot of snow already. I see why everyone has a snowmobile around here.
Everyone around here calls... Yeah. Everyone has a snowmobile. It's required by law or something.
Crazy that you'd want to live like this. You were always so into city life. How are you surviving without your hot grande vanilla almond milk latte every day?
Yeah, I'm severely caffeine deprived.
Really? Caffeine deprived?
Without the Starbucks?
What about the Folgers?
The what?
The Folgers in your pantry.
Oh, right, I...
You don't know that you have coffee in your fucking pantry?
I just didn't think.
Didn't think? Or didn't buy it yourself? Who else is going out shopping for you, huh? Someone sleeping over who wants their morning coffee?
No one else sleeps here except—
Did I look like I was done talking, huh? I asked you a fucking question!
No, I mean, you were asking me, so...
God damn it! What the fuck, Audrey? Just fucking listen. Is that so hard for you to do? Listen! Pay fucking attention to the conversation we're having. Pretend you're a big girl with big girl ears and pay fucking attention!
You think you can do that?
Yes.
Shut up! I said to listen! Listen! I really thought you were different. That's on me. I take responsibility. I should have planned better for this. Sometimes I get all excited about something, you know? And then it doesn't go the way I imagined it, and I get pissed. I know it's a flaw. My therapist has been helping me with it, managing expectations.
You have a therapist?
Department mandated. Not like I want to go or whatever, but it isn't all that bad. Are you surprised that I have a therapist?
I mean, a little.
It's the 21st century, Audrey. Men can talk about their feelings.
I know.
Or you just meant that I don't seem like the therapy type. Cause why? Cause I'm crazy?
I never said that.
Amazingly, you didn't need to. Your body language is screaming at me.
I'm zip-tied on the bed. What body language?
So you think I'm crazy, yeah? Crazy Cody, right? Huh?
No.
Yeah, I'm the crazy one in this room, right? I'm the one who talks to my dead best friend nonstop. Oh, no, wait. That would be you.
What?
You talk to your best gal pal, Izzy, don't you? Like, all the goddamn time. When you're walking around the city, when you're on the subway, even when you're in your apartment.
How do you know?
I just thought you were always on the phone. But imagine my utter surprise to learn that Izzy died 13 years ago. I mean, what the fuck, Audrey? Who's the crazy one now, huh? Maybe you need to see a therapist.
Talking to Izzy comforts me.
Oh no, I totally get it. Saying your prayers at night, visiting the grave, you know, maybe even when you're watching her favorite movie, talk to your dead best friend. But just sitting in your apartment eating DoorDash by yourself? That's fucking crazy, Audrey. You realize I have the power to have you committed, right? I put crazy people in institutions. It's my job.
I'm not crazy. I just... sometimes I miss her.
If sometimes is every day, then yeah, you do. If you told me about her, I wouldn't have embarrassed myself in front of Ellie.
Ellie?
I hate being humiliated in front of a woman.
Who is Ellie?
Your friend from high school?
Oh my god! You spied on me in my home. You tracked down my classmates I haven't spoken to in over a decade.
How else was I supposed to find you?
How did you find me?
Don't worry about that. We can talk about it later. Okay, seriously, what the hell do you keep looking at?
Nothing.
No, every few seconds you're glancing over at the nightstand. What's in it?
Nothing. I wasn't looking at it.
Oh, there is literally nothing in here.
I told you.
I thought maybe you had a second gun or something. So what are you looking at? Your necklace here?
No.
I've actually never seen you take it off. Even at night. I found it in the other room and put it here for you.
Can I have it?
Why?
I just like it.
Yeah? Whose picture is that in there?
And I'm back. When I... oh, shit! What the...
Izzy?
That's Izzy?
Yes. It was her locket. I put her picture in it.
Huh. She's cute. Got that whole elfin thing going on, though. I prefer softer features.
She was 17.
Jesus, Audrey, I don't want to fuck her. I was paying you a compliment.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Can I have the locket?
Why?
Just open it. I'd like to see her picture.
Okay, so you're gonna call me a pedo for looking at her, but you want to stare at her? Oh, fuck, you've gotta be fucking kidding me.
What?
All this time. I just thought you were an introvert, had a tough exterior. But you're a fucking dyke.
No, I'm not.
And you're still in love with your high school sweetheart. The one you still talk to every day. Motherfucker!
It's not like that.
No? Tell me how it is then, Audrey. This is why you never went out with any men, isn't it?
I'm not a romantic person. Izzy was just my friend. That's all. I like men.
Sure.
No, seriously, I do.
Yeah. I bet you love getting railed. Fuck. Fuck, I need to think.
Wait, can you please leave the-
Here's your fucking pedophile necklace, you bitch.
Uncanny Valley will return in a moment.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. I want to take a second to tell you about a podcast I think you'll really like, Mayday. No one is prepared for disaster. No one knows exactly how they'll react in a plane crash, an earthquake, or when a lone gunman decides to open fire. On Mayday, you'll hear about the people who had to find out, people whose stories deserve to be heard. Join hosts Maya Nalani and Luke Welland as they tell you about extraordinary people who found themselves in extraordinary circumstances. Listen to Mayday wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to Uncanny Valley.
Just a few minutes from last time. It's the next day from when I locked you in.
He found you? Where did he go?
I don't know. He took the sewing machine and drove off.
Hang on, I'll check. Oh shit, there is so much snow. And more is coming down, it's insane. We need to get out of here before he comes back.
Yeah, in case you haven't noticed.
You're tied up.
Plastic zip ties. Yeah, I can't get loose.
Shit, shit, shit. What are we gonna do?
I have no idea. I'm really scared, Izzy.
We can figure this out. Hang on. I know something about zip ties.
What could you possibly know about?
I'm thinking. I watched a TikTok about zip ties.
What?
I'm pretty sure you can break them with your shoelaces.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, I'm serious. I know what I'm talking about.
You watched a TikTok. You don't know shit.
Just do it. We don't know where he went or how long he'll be gone.
Even if I could get free, where would we go? You said how bad the storm is.
You could shoot him.
He has a gun.
So do you. I could watch and tell you when he's outside the door. You shoot when I tell you, right as he opens it. Bam! Dead stalker.
Right. Okay, go make sure he didn't break it or something.
So on it. Shit, I don't see the gun.
He hit it?
Or he took it. Okay. Okay, new plan. You break free and we run for the nearest house.
In this storm? He can follow the tracks.
Oh, so come up with a better idea.
I don't know, Izzy. I don't know what to do.
I'm sorry. Oh, I could use the radio.
What?
The radio, like I did at Dahlia's.
You made it crackle. How can that help us?
Well, maybe if I focus and shit, I can send a distress signal.
I don't know.
Just get a shoelace out of your shoe and start rubbing it against the zip ties. Over and over. Use pressure. I'll work the radio. We are going to get out. Shit.
He's back.
Don't panic. I'll work the radio.
Izzy, if he hears a bunch of static coming out of it, he might turn it off. Or smash it.
Oh, you're right. What am I going to do?
I don't know.
Yep. Of course you tried to get out. What were you going to do? Roll all the way out to the snow? Then roll down the hill? Brilliant plan.
Yeah, I'm a genius.
You tell him! Fuck you, motherfucker!
Look, Audrey, I don't know what your deal is with Izzy, but that was a long time ago. And even if you two had a fling, you were just dumb kids.
We had a fling?
You didn't know what you wanted, but I can show you. I want to be that for you.
Is he serious? If I had a body, I would cancel you like Harvey Weinstein with my fists, piece of shit!
Can I be that for you, Audrey?
I don't know. This is a lot. I need some time to think.
Trust me. I know that change can be hard, but sometimes we don't know how good of an opportunity is in front of us until it goes away. And then we regret it for the rest of our lives. I don't want you to regret this, Audrey. I really don't.
I appreciate that. Cody, I don't know what else to say.
How about you tell him to get fucked?
Well, obviously I hope you'll say yes. That you'll go back with me, that you'll let me show you what you've been missing. The opportunity is right in front of you. Of course, if you say no, I'll cave in your skull and leave you down the hill beside the tree I just crashed your snowmobile into. It'll be found at some point, probably not for months, buried under snow. And either they'll assume that you crashed it and wandered off, or that you crashed it and died horribly beside it. Convulsing. Unable to form words anymore. Just staring at the snow turning red. Really hope you say yes, though.
He's insane.
You're insane.
That's not a yes, but it's not a no, either. We need to wait for a break in the storm to leave, so you can have a little more time to think. Here, let me help you back onto the bed.
Don't touch me.
For fuck's sake, Audrey, can't you see that I'm just trying to... Are you shitting me right now? You didn't roll off the bed to escape, you rolled off to get the stupid necklace.
Oh, shit.
Leave it alone.
Jesus, you can't go a few hours without looking at her face. The only way you're gonna get over her is a clean break, Audrey.
No, please. Don't.
Audrey?
Trust me. I'll put it in the stove and we can watch it melt together.
Audrey!
No. No, don't, please. I'll go with you. Yes, yes, I'll go with you. I won't complain. I'll do whatever you want. I'll be whoever you want me to be. Please.
Wow. You realize this necklace is a piece of shit, right? Like, is that even real gold? You are way too hung up on this. It's gonna keep coming between us.
Please. Please, Cody, just leave it. Leave it here in the cabin. I don't need it. Just please, please don't destroy it.
Audrey, no!
Please!
I am not letting him take you away from me.
It's the only way.
The only way? Listen to me. I decide what the way is. If there's only one way, it's because I chose it. And if I want to get rid of this dollar store locket, then... What the fuck is that?
Oh my god.
Who's coming out here?
I don't know.
We're miles from anyone. You don't have friends. You never make friends.
Audrey, it's Dahlia.
You lived in a huge city surrounded by people. You never made a friend. You mean to tell me you moved out to the middle of nowhere, population 7, and made a fucking friend? Is it the one who brought the Folgers?
Audrey?
Who the fuck is that?
Dahlia.
Why is she here?
I don't know.
Fuck.
Audrey.
No, no, don't shoot her. Then they'll come after us.
Will she go away?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Not going away. Open up.
Fuck. Untie me. I can get rid of her.
You'll try to run.
I won't. I can make her leave. She won't suspect anything.
I don't believe you.
What choice do you have?
Stay here. Don't move. Don't make a fucking sound. If she hears anything, if she suspects anything, she's dead.
Please, just let...
Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
I do. Please don't hurt her.
Don't make me.
Dahlia is way too smart. No way he convinces her to leave.
I know.
He'll kill her.
I know.
Or worse, he does convince her to leave, and then she leaves.
How is that worse?
Then who's gonna save us?
How is Dahlia supposed to save us? Best case scenario, she suspects something and goes for help.
Where is she gonna find help? You think Sage and Lonnie are gonna roll up in here with machine guns? Well, maybe Sage.
We need to do something.
Is it a good idea to escape now? What if he comes back?
Dahlia might need my help, and I definitely need hers. If I'm free, maybe we have a chance.
Okay. Okay! I like the team spirit. Let's do this!
Go out there and check it out. Let me know what's happening.
Who are you?
Hi! Dahlia, right? Audrey told me about her Alaska bestie.
Okay. Who are you? Why are you in Audrey's house?
Oh, right. She must not have called you. Stupid storm. I'm Lucas, her brother.
You're who?
Lucas, Audrey's brother.
I thought her brother was dead.
Yeah, so did she. It's a long, crazy story.
Uh-huh. What's the book jacket synopsis?
Well, this guy who was pursuing her, trying to date her.
Yeah, I heard about him.
He was a cop. I had an accident out here with my buddy, and when we went missing, the cop forged a death certificate and sent it to her. Made her think I was dead.
Wow. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And you've been living in Alaska this whole time. Hasn't it been over a year?
I was in the hospital for a long time. Head injury.
I see. Where's Audrey?
She's not here.
She left? In this storm?
Oh no, shit, Audrey! I think she's buying it!
Stupid zip ties! I don't think this is working.
We need to get a signal to her, so she goes for help!
How? If I make noise, he'll kill her. Does Dahlia have her rifle? It's always on her snow machine.
Hang on, I'll check. It's still in the back of her snow machine. Probably 20 feet from your door. Or more. I'm bad at distance.
We need to alert her without alerting him.
Dahlia has her walkie-talkie on her. I have an idea.
Yeah, she said she needed something from town to help wait out the storm.
That doesn't sound like something she would do.
I don't know what to tell you. Her snowmobile's gone. You can go look if you don't believe me.
She took her snowmobile.
Yep. I'm surprised you didn't pass her on the way here.
So am I.
Maybe if you hurry, you can catch her before she makes it to town.
Yeah, good idea. I think I'll do that.
Good luck.
It was nice to meet you, Lucas. I'm glad you're not dead.
Me too. Nice meeting you.
Not her brother, Dahlia! He's not her brother! It's not working, Audrey! Dahlia's leaving! Dahlia! That's not Lucas! That's not her brother! Get help! He's not her brother!
This is Dahlia. Someone there? Audrey? Shit.
Come on. Come on. I'm coming, Audrey. Shit.
Fucking shoelaces, sure.
Izzy! It worked!
Lacey?
Dayton Writers Movement presents Uncanny Valley. Executive producers, Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers, Lucy Waskowitz and Carrie Zahn. Lead writer, Chris Burnside. Script editor, Lucy Waskowitz. Audio production, McKenny Botts, Chris Burnside, and Catherine Seaton. For more Uncanny Valley, visit our website at DaytonWritersMovement.com/UncannyValley.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.